Hey, let's head over to South Australia because, to be honest, it was a bombshell out of nowhere. I'm not sure how long this had been on the agenda in South Australia for, but it certainly took most people in Victoria by surprise. And it was a bombshell that those who love jumps racing are pretty disappointed to hear. And that is the fact that jumps racing in South Australia is now dead. The South Australian racing industry has given up on it and they will no longer proceed with jumps racing. Shane Collins is the man who runs Oakbank, which has been the heart and soul of jumps racing in the state. And he joins us on today's Race Day Morning for his reaction. Shane, good morning to you. What is your reaction to the announcement that there will be no Oakbank, there will be no jumps racing in South Australia?
Yeah, good morning, guys. It's good to speak with you. It's quite an emotive time, I suppose, for everyone. And there's a lot of sadness around the place in regards to the decision by Racing SA. The Oakbank Club has obviously been steeped in history with jumps racing for nearly 150 years now. It's a massive part of the history of the club. And, you know, the pressure over jumps racing over the last few years in SA has been mounting. And certainly in recent times, that come to a head at Oakbank. And, you know, we unfortunately come to the decision where Racing SA advised the Oakbank Club a couple of weeks ago that this was going to be tendered at the next board meeting, and they asked for the club's position and what our thoughts were. We obviously had a long conversation about it as the committee debated it, both positive, negative and everything. And then in the end, it was it becomes hard when you sit down and look at the data and the figures and all the information to mount a case to sort of either go on your own with it or not support Racing SA. So the club sort of decided to fall in line and work with Racing SA on getting Easter at Oakbank back to, you know, what we hope and what we think we can get back to some pretty exciting times in the future.
Shane, I know for some time that you've been wondering about life beyond jumps racing at Oakbank and trying to create a new era for Oakbank and so on, but the bottom line is the heart and soul has now been ripped out, and that does not guarantee that the popularity of the carnival will continue. And I was just thinking about it last night about why, you know, obviously South Australians attend Oakbank and it's a great tourism thing and it's a cultural attraction. Does it matter that South Australian participants have waned to the point where they've almost, I mean, Grant Young and that are still there as well. If it's populated by resurgent Victorian jumps participants, why does it necessarily mean the end of jumps racing in South Australia? Why can't it just be populated by eastern state horses and participants attended by South Australians and continue to be this iconic historic event that's so important to South Australian tourism?
Yeah, well, I suppose the answers to some of those questions would be better based with Racing SA. I mean, from a club point of view, from our end, and, you know, Oakbank obviously have been the flag bearer, I suppose, for jumps racing here in South Australia for a while. And got to remember, only, you know, in recent times, Morfettville backed away from jumps racing and metropolitan racing here in South Australia, and, you know, quite similar to what sort of happened in Melbourne in that case. But we just don't have the support network underneath that to support it in South Australia. You know, last year at Oakbank, we with some great support from the AGRA and Sandy and the team, we put in some great initiatives for the maiden hurdle. You know, we put in a $10,000 trainer bonus, hoping that some of our local trainers would get behind it, and we sourced far and wide to seek, you know, who was going to start, you know, bringing some jumpers through. And, you know, that maiden hurdle ended up with four runners, and three of them were from Victoria. And it just becomes, from a club point of view, that the costs involved in having jumps racing are, you know, they're rising at all times, and, you know, and things like that. And then we sort of lean on Racing SA for further support, and then they sort of are in a position where, you know, unfortunately the turnover on Easter Saturday, which is the only Saturday race meeting in Australia now that has jumps racing on, the turnover on that day is declining due to the low field numbers. It was difficult for us to get any support from Racing SA on trying to help us with the financial pressures of holding jumps racing. So there's all those little caveats, and there's plenty of pillars that make this decision, and I can only obviously speak from a club point of view, but the industry ones that have been born to our committee and to our club, you know, you can only sit down and look at the data and look at the information and understand. And we're not in a, you know, sadly, sadly for us, wonderful for Victoria. And look, I'm a jumps lover, and I must say, you know, I'm an Oakbank boy, and I've been there ever since I was in a pram, you know, and I love jumps racing. I love Oakbank and what it brings. And, you know, and I caught up with you guys at Warrnambool this year. I'll continue to support and go and love it. But we just don't have the industry. We don't have a jockey over here. You know, if I'll, as much as, you know, our best five trainers, I would suggest in the state, and not one trainer at Morphettville has a jumper or has any inclination to bring one in. You know, we just don't have that support happening on the ground that gives us a positive future for continually spending the money to put it on, I suppose. So, you know, there's a lot of facets to it, but I can, you know, the what you're saying about the decision in regards to programming the racing, you know, that's probably a Nick Redden question, not mine, but I can only talk from a club point of view.
Shane, those dates, I mean, grew up when the Great Eastern was the Great Eastern. It was run on a Monday. The Von Dusa was on a Saturday. There was the shuffling around of those dates. Admittedly, the Von Dusa last year was one of the best jumps races anywhere in Australia for the season. The riding seemed to be on the wall because those numbers were so low. Even, you know, if it wasn't for Kieran Maher, previous years, John Wheeler, and certainly from an Eric Musgrove point of view, I imagine those fields wouldn't have stood up even last year.
Yeah, 100%, Dan, and that was a bit of the point. I mean, there's been a bit of feedback around, you know, the club stuffed it up by moving the dates around and changing the carnival. All of that was done on the back of industry direction. You know, the club was told that the best way to survive the Von Dusa and the Great Eastern was splitting them a week apart. So that's what the club did. And then, you know, last year I was fortunate enough to have a meeting with the AGRA, and I mapped out what our plans were with the Easter Carnival over the 3 days. They asked us to change and move a couple of things, so we did that on the back of their advice. And they were wonderful to work with and deal with, and there's absolutely, you know, kudos to them for what they've done with jumps racing here in Australia. And I acted on the direction that was given to them in trying to space the races apart, and then where we put the races and what happened. So, you know, the club certainly didn't start orchestrating the split in dates or anything like that. That's certainly been with industry consultation. And unfortunately, even out of the back of that, you know, and you're 100% right, we were very, very lucky, and we're so indebted to the Eric Musgroves and John Wheelers and Kieran Maher and those that have supported Oakbank so well for so long. Paddy Payne, how can I forget? But, you know, they've just done an amazing job in recent times to keep it alive and keep it flowing. But, you know, to be fair, we've just got to look inside our corridors, and unfortunately, our South Australian trainers haven't supported that. And I do excuse Barry Brook and Grant Young, who've been amazing supporters of the jumps racing industry here in SA. And so, this is obviously quite a difficult moment for us as a club because Barry's our number one trainer, if you like, at Oakbank. And, you know, it was quite upsetting for me to have to, consult him and Ali yesterday and talk to them about this situation. And they were quite upset, which is fair enough. This is, you know, it's sad for those couple of trainers that have really supported jumps here in SA.
So, Shane, what happens to those iconic races, the Von Dusa and the Grand Annual?
Yeah, look, there's been no firm commitment there. I mean, Racing SA did have brief conversation with us about maybe continuing those names. I personally, I'm not sure that is a result that we should go down. I think the iconic past of the Great Eastern should be kept at that, and those wonderful people that have won it, and with the trainers and jockeys and so forth that have won the Great Eastern, should be known for winning the 5 kilometre steeplechase around the hills, not a flat race over 2,000 metres, you know. So we've still got some work to do there. The club will certainly recognise the history and those races in a big way. We've already starting, you know, obviously this has happened quite quickly, but we are putting plans in place about how we're going to recognise the history of those races and different things moving forward. But, you know, on my personal front, I'm not sure that those race names need to continue on something else.
Shane, I really appreciate you coming on this morning. As you mentioned, a really tough time for yourself and everyone connected to Oakbank with that decision that was made yesterday. And we'll have a chat to Nick Redden on Monday, get the South Australian perspective from the Principal Racing Authority as well. But really appreciate you giving some context to the decision this morning.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks, guys. And as I say, like, I just want to thank everyone, especially in the heartland there of Victoria, and what they've done for jumps racing. AGRA should be applauded. Jumps racing's never been safer. So this has nothing to do with anything to do with, you know, that's part of it. They've done an amazing job with jumps racing, and they should be applauded. And I really look forward to getting over there hopefully soon in Victoria when the jumps racing season starts. And, you know, we'll certainly be supporting it from afar.
Good on you, Shane.
No worries. Thanks, guys.